Mike Pompeo, Nothing Fair or Equal Letting Men Compete in Women's Sports. By Wendell Hasebo on March 23, 2021. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo expressed his displeasure Tuesday with letting biological men compete in women's sports. In a tweet, Pompeo said, "There is nothing fair or equal about letting biological men compete in women's sports. Period. There is nothing fair or equal about letting biological men compete in women's sports. Period." Mike Pompeo, at Mike Pompeo, March 23, 2021. Pompeo's statement joins other potential Republican 2024 presidential candidates who support biology while protecting fair competition in women's sports. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley in February decried President Joe Biden's executive order expanding the sex discrimination protections in the federal Title IX statute to include people based on their gender identity. Across the sporting world, the game is being rigged against women and in favor of biological men, Haley said. President Biden is the latest man to do the rigging, which is strange coming from someone billed as a defender of women. Another woman, Governor Kristi Noem, RSD, tweeted her support for keeping girls and women's sports to biological females. In South Dakota, we're celebrating hashtag International Women's Day by defending women's sports. I'm excited to sign this bill very soon, Noem said. In South Dakota, we're celebrating hashtag International Women's Day by defending women's sports. I'm excited to sign this bill very soon. Governor Kristi Noem, at Gov Kristi Noem, March 8, 2021. However, Noem said Monday she could not sign the bill due to its flaws, announcing, instead, a nationwide push with stakeholders for protecting Title IX's protection for female athletes. According to Breitbart News, Noem did not veto House Bill 1217, which was designed to protect female athletes from competing in sports with biological men who consider themselves transgender women, but said she hopes lawmakers will fix some issues in the legislation that would otherwise be a trial lawyer's dream, via rendering her state vulnerable to legal action, as well as punitive action from the NCAA. Watch the latest video at foxnews.com. A recent poll by the Women's Liberation Front, WOLF, and the American Principles Project, APP, conducted by Spry Strategies, sampled 600 likely voters and found the majority opposed gender identity policies by 56.81%, according to Breitbart News.